The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Dancing.
Back in my prime, like, I'm mixing up, I'm dancing on the dance floor. You hear Michael Jackson, you know, play a little Beat It. I'm sliding all over there. I'm looking like could be on solid gold.
Boone Jenner.
Like Nolan Ryan, I grabbed. Who did he grab? Was it Boone Jenner? Just came up business? Not Boone Jenner.
Oh, Robin Ventura.
Robin Ventura, yeah, Boone Jenner. I don't think
he was Boone Jenner is playing for the Blue Jackets, not the White Sox. But
he was that good.
Speaking.
Do we lose Ray?
I've never heard him speechless. Speechless. What? Oh. Speechless.
Speech.
The Willie Nylander Award nominees.
Three pretty good ones this week, boys. This might be our best threesome we've ever had.
It's time for Struds On.
Meals. So it's funny to hear Roe, the goalie, talk about when we went out to New York that I showed them a nice place to eat. Like, that wasn't my thing. I don't know how he got into that idea. And I ran it, said I want to look cool in front of my, you know, in front of my old buddy. So I have to say that I do remember one time, though, when I went to New York. It was one of the first times. It was at the Canucks. And I was good buddies with Adrian McCoy and Marcus Naslund. So we're walking around the city. And I love TGI Fridays. I don't know if anyone's ever been there, but it's kind of like a Red Robin, maybe a little nicer Red Robin. But when I was in the minors, like, that was a treat to go there. You have to remember, the minors, you're not killing it, right? But so I was so excited. And in Times Square, there was a TGI Fridays. So as I remember it, neither Nazi or Adrian O'Coin had eaten there in a long time or at all. So they're like, let's go there. And so I was so excited. Like, they had great, it was like bottomless pop. They had all these great little things going on there. And then what I liked the best was a Jack Daniel's steak they had. And so you have to remember, we're in New York City. There's a million amazing restaurants around there. And I take these two guys to what was basically a Red Robin. Not that there's anything wrong with it. And, I was so excited. I actually just text Oaken, and he's like, I can't believe we convinced us to go there. We didn't like it there, but I was so excited. So after that, I couldn't pick a restaurant for like months, but it was right in Times Square. It was a great view. We could see Times Square.
But the food wasn't good?
Well, I liked it, but I mean, you have to keep in mind, like, it wasn't like, you know, culinary outing. It was like comparable to a Red Robin, but I think there's still some TGI Fridays, and it is so good. Like, such a great place to eat. Again, if you're kind of in a hurry, but bottomless pop, and I remember having that, but the Jack Daniel's steak rigs was unbelievable.
Real splurger, I see.
Well, I meant, because in the minors, my first year, I made $40,000 US.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were going to a really expensive place.
Out.
So we went to there, and then another place, I think it was like Lone Star Steak. Those are the two places we went to in Lexington. And when you went there, it was like, you know, you maybe had to pay $20-$30, like,
well,
50
yeah, Lexington,
bucks.
Lexington,
big,
I get it,
big,
sure.
Big day, big
yeah.
dollars. So I think it was more the memory of what I had before. And so, needless to say, I was never allowed to pick the restaurant again with those two guys. Like, they're like, they'll bar picking them. And they I think they just gave me a hard time. But, yeah, it was a good place.
Well, what's the best place you've ever been that you remember?
Oh, man. My wife took me to some, I want to say it was something about Olive Tree or something.
Oh,
in
not Olive Garden?
No. It was like something about Olive. Like, it was, I'm not a real foodie. Like, I'll just go wherever. I don't care. I'll find something. But it was something about Olive. And there's one in Chicago and one in New York. We went to both, and they were unbelievable.
What, like, did you eat?
I don't even remember. She ordered. I don't even really remember.
See, the Slanted Door in San Francisco.
Oh, Slanted Door. Yeah. It's good. What were they known for?
I have no idea what they're known for, but I just remember, like, my wife's kind of a foodie, but I remember going there, and literally the door slanted, so that's why I remember it. It was on the water.
Yeah.
And there was two things I remember, which it sounds crazy to say a salad was this good, but the salad was just incredible. It had everything on it. And it had this special sauce, and I was just like, oh my goodness, like, I was just crushing it. And then I had a filet salmon. A salmon fillet, whatever. Yeah. It was to die for. The Slanted Door is one of the best restaurants I've been to. Like, there's some local, like, I can eat at Vivo any day.
Yeah,
Vivo. I absolutely love Vivo.
Yeah.
Corso 32 is very good.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. And I remember one time we went in, Chicago. I don't remember the name of this place, but they had, it was like, it wasn't filet, like, I've had filet mignon. It was, they did something different to the steak that just, made it incredible. And I don't know if it was the sauce that they put on or something, but there, I don't remember the place in Chicago. And I'll ask my buddy Kerry who took us there. And I still remember leaving that. I was like, oh my God, like that was a good meal. Cause I'm like you. I wouldn't say I'm a big foodie. No. Like there's certain things I like, but
right.
The Slant at the Door, if you're ever in San Francisco, I would highly recommend it.
Someone just texted in. I think it was called Fig and Olive. That was the place.
Fig and Olive. Okay.
I think that might have been it. And it was cool. Cool scene. Like, Chicago's got some amazing place to eat. Amazing place.
Like, I like Maxwell Taylor's. They used to have it on.
I love that
Maxwell
place.
Taylor's is great.
Huge dessert. Like, they're.
Well, they used to have the Maxwell Taylor's where my buddies, we were like, this is a long time ago. And they used to have on Fridays, it was free buffet at 4:30. So we used to get off work. I remember we'd be off work at 4 o'clock. We'd go there on Fridays. And they used to get remember they had the bucket of beers? It was like 4 beers back then. It was like for $6 or something, whatever it was. It was great. But there was a buffet that they would have. And like every table, it was all guys in there. And it was all just free like finger food. And you're just like, this is unbelievable. So that was like our dinner on Friday. You'd go there and crush beers because we had free food.
Nice.
Oh, I love that place. So good. I think now it's I think it's Moose Factory. Same place. Right by the McDonald's on 50, off 51st.
Yeah. By another one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So good. So good.